Lansing area Muslims are being led by a new imam. Sohail Chaudhry comes to the Islamic Center of East Lansing from Morgantown, West Virginia, and current state Scott Pohl is here with more. Hi, Scott.
Hi, Mark. Imam Chaudhry grew up in Pakistan. He and his wife have a 2-year-old son, and what appealed to him about East Lansing was its Islamic school. The imam moved to Morgantown at the age of 17 to pursue a degree in computer engineering at West Virginia University.
West Virginia in general does not have a lot of mosques. I can maybe count 3 or 4 of them in the entire state. Mm. And it's a student community. So it's a student town. It's a small town. I like small towns. And I moved there in 99. And they transitioned from a small building where maybe 100 people would gather for the Friday sermon to a bigger facility back in 2003. Where almost 300 to 400 people congregate. So that's where I grew up, kind of, and that's where I became the imam, served there for almost 10 years.
I know that in your background in West Virginia and in other states, you also served as an imam at federal and state prisons in West Virginia, Ohio, Kentucky, and Pennsylvania. What drew you to do that kind of work?
I was with my roommates one day, and one of the Sudanese community members, he walked into our house, and he worked for a state prison as a chaplain. And he said, well, I'm looking for somebody to cover for me when I'm on vacations. All of my roommates ran away, said, no, we don't want to go to prison. And I was like, I want to know what happens inside the prison. And that's what drew me in. And since then, I just love doing the work and meeting people. And it helped me grow spiritually because I would go prepare lessons. I wouldn't know the answers to their questions. I would come back, prepare, go back. So I really enjoyed doing that work.
You hear a lot about prison conversions. Was there a fair amount of that in
Yes.
West Virginia?
Yes, there was. You know, prison, Islam is one of the fastest growing religions in the world, but more so in the United States of America, the prison community. The people who are already incarcerated, they are coming to Islam. And so I saw a lot of that during my work there, yes.
Why might that be?
It's interesting, you know, everyone has a different answer. But in general, most people consider the equality and justice aspect within Islam, because Islam is not a religion which promotes racism. It's equal for all. We're all created by God. And, we're going to go back to him, regardless of our gender or race or ethnicity. And so I think that equality aspect, that aspect of we are all the same before God, really attracts a lot of people inside the prison.
Are you hoping to work in Michigan prisons?
Maybe in the future. Right now, I'm just settling in, and, you know, we'll see how it goes. Yeah.
What are your early impressions of the Lansing area?
Very nice. I came here for the interview back in October, I think. End of September, early October. And it's really pretty. The campus is really nice. It's big. And the community so far has been very good to me. They've welcomed me. The school kids came to me one day with posters, welcome signs for me. I've met, you know, people from different backgrounds. I see a lot of diversity. It's a student community, and that's where I grew up in Morgantown. So, you know, I really feel at home right away.
Relations between Muslims and non-Muslims in this area seem to be respectful and friendly, maybe even cooperative to a certain extent. Yet in 2010, there was a burned copy of the Quran left at the entrance to the Islamic Center in East Lansing. So I wanted to get your sense for the relations between Muslims and non-Muslims in this area. What's your early thinking there?
Well, you know, I think for most part in America, the relations are good. And, people who do such activities like burning the Quran or, you know, such things, I think, are based on ignorance more so than hatred towards the people themselves. So I think if we promote education, awareness about each other's faiths, if we hold interfaith meetings, visit each other's, you know, synagogues, churches and mosques, you know, promote this awareness about each other's humanness. We're all human beings. First of all, and then we belong to the different faiths we belong to. I think we will be heading in the right direction, and I think we are doing a good job so far. These voices or these incidents are rare occurrences, and we should not generalize them to the entire communities.
I'd like to ask you a personal question, if you don't mind. Your wife has a Western-sounding name. I'm going to assume that she wasn't born a Muslim. I would like to find out more about your family. Has she converted to Islam? What's your family situation
in
that
regard? Yes, she converted. She was born and raised as a Christian. Her full name is Suzanne Palmer. She was raised up in Alabama, went to church every Sunday, you know, grew up around Christian community. But when she entered college, she had an experience where she met some Saudi students and was exposed to the reality of the faith of Islam, and that's when she decided to convert. So she converted before I met her. She did not convert to marry me, as sometimes is the case, unfortunately.
Sure.
And I met her online on a matrimonial website, an Islamic matrimonial website. And we met on a Thursday, and we got married on a Saturday. So it was...
You're not saying 2 days later.
Yes, 2 days
really?
Later. It was very interesting.
Oh, my.
Yes.
And you've been married how long now?
It's been almost 5 years.
Okay. Yes. And your son, you said, is 2.5.
2.5,
okay.
Yes.
I have to ask you what the people you work with locally in the Lansing area have had to say in the last week or so since the awful Charlie Hebdo slayings in Paris and the world's response, the demonstrations, calls for Muslims to work harder to curb extremism. What are the people that you work with here in the Lansing area saying in the last few days?
Well, everyone's really disturbed at what has expired and what has been expiring for the last 10 years or so. You know, this is not a one-off incident. This has happened before and it's happening everywhere. The greatest casualties obviously are within the Muslim world, where thousands and thousands of people, you know, have suffered death in the name of religion or, you know, clashes, wars. You know, we have the Iraq war, we have the Afghanistan war. Over 1 million people have died in those wars. So people are disturbed in general. All people want peace. I think regardless of what religion you belong to, you want a peaceful existence, you want to live happy, you want to make sure when your children go to school, they're safe, your families are safe. So it's very disturbing, and everyone has, you know, voiced their concerns over these incidents and a greater push towards understanding, towards education, awareness, you know, building relationships. Every such incident also presents an opportunity for us to now think again and see where we're going wrong and how we can mend things.
We're talking with Sohail Chaudhry, the new imam serving Muslims in the Lansing area. A lot of these actions, like the Charlie Hebdo slayings, were spurred by depictions of the Prophet. I'm curious to know what you feel on a personal level when you hear about that or even see a depiction of Muhammad.
Well, from a purely religious perspective, in Islam, it is forbidden to even have an image of a prophet, not just of Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, but any great prophet like Moses or Jesus or Abraham, peace be upon all of them. So if we would have a similar depiction of any of these prophets, you would see that, you know, this would disturb the Muslim world. It's a different culture. It's a different way of looking at freedom of speech. There are limitations to freedom of speech. It should not spill over to the point where you cause hurt and harm to other people. So this is how I look at it. I think these actions should be avoided, and one should not, one should be sensitive to other people's, you know, concerns.
Would you be concerned if a local publication, for instance, were to publish an image, such as the cover of the new issue of Charlie Hebdo?
Definitely. You know, the entire Muslim community would be concerned over that. But to say that we need to go to an extreme like, you know, what happened in France, that is completely, you know, forbidden in the Islamic religion. Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, condemned these actions during his lifetime. The Quran, there are verses talking about protection of innocent lives, you know, not taking any innocent life. One of the verses I always quote is the verse from the Quran which says, if you take one innocent life, it is as if you kill the entire humanity. And if you save one, then it is as if you save the entire humanity. So there would be concern, but I think we need to educate each other about it rather than, you know, turn towards violence and intolerance towards, you know, these issues.
During the brief time you've been in the Lansing area, have you had an opportunity yet to reach out to local government leaders or leaders of other faiths in the area? What sorts of interactions have you been able to establish so far?
Well, I've been only here 2 weeks now, so it doesn't give me a lot of time to, you know, reach out to a lot of people. But I've already met some, you know, people from other faiths. This last Saturday I was attending a memorial service, you know, at one of the Quaker places, and you know, it was very nice where they, you know, talked about the human casualty of war, how many American soldiers have died in the Afghan and the Iraq war, remembering them, remembering the feelings of their parents. So I attended that. I was part of that event. And then I have met some, you know, non-Muslim Christians just like walking into our mosque, wanting to know more about Islam, wanting to know more about the center. We're also participating this coming March in an interfaith event, which is known as Spirituality at Work. So working with the university. I'd like to make sure that the listeners know that the Islamic Center here is open to everyone. And please walk in. I would like to meet you personally. I would like to know who you are, have a face with a name so that I can reach out to you. I would like to build bridges between the different interfaith communities. I have the vision that our future generations would not have to suffer the kind of problems we are suffering in the world right now. But that will only happen if we start making efforts right now. This generation has to do its part. So I'm here to do my part. I hope the listeners will reach out to the Islamic Center and visit us on our website, lansingislam.com. We have open house events almost every semester. We'd want you to participate in that, and it would be just nice chatting with you all.
So Sohail Chaudhry is the new imam serving the Islamic community here in the Lansing area. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
For Current State, I'm Scott Pohl.